Josie and I were able to check something off of our bucket list. We both really wanted to go to the Walk for Peace. And if you're not familiar, there is a group of Buddhist monks out of Texas who are walking 2,300 miles from Texas all the way up to DC. And they're walking about 20 miles a day, and they're doing it in the name of peace. It's called the Walk for Peace. And it just so happened that they were coming through the Triad. And so, of course, we were following the map. They have a Facebook page, Instagram page. They're all over social media. You can track them as like where they are every minute of the day.
Yeah.
And they run completely on donations. They, for example, they were given the opportunity as a rest stop to stay at the Grand Over. And the Grand Over was very gracious. And they said, you know, we have a big area for parking for people who want to come see them, because at every stop, they do some blessings and they do, you know, like a meditation and a prayer, you know, not at every stop, but at a lot of them. And the Grand Over offered them rooms to stay in. And the monks, in typical monk fashion, declined the rooms. They slept in a like a utility community room all together on the floor.
Well, that was their first mistake.
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's like they're walking the walk.
They are. Come on, though.
They take an oath. They take a vow of not owning possessions.
Well, they're not owning the hotel. They're just staying at a place.
Lack of materialism.
But they just, they're walking the walk.
I couldn't do it, but man, that's incredible. And you saw the videos at Grand Over.
Oh my gosh. Thousands of people showed up.
Taylor Swift was there.
Yes, and it's not just our city that showed out. I mean, it was. Have you seen any of the videos out of Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Thousands of people were walking with the monks across a bridge and all through town. They since have said, because I think it is a distraction and it could be a safety concern having that many people in the roads and following
sure,
you.
Yeah.
So now, for the most part, you're just asked to, you know, line the route if they're coming near you. And that is exactly what Josie and I decided to do. So we started, I mean, we've been following them from the very beginning, and we're like, oh my gosh, they're coming to the Triad. This is insane. We're so excited. And so every stop we were checking in and we're checking the interactive map. And so Josie and I got up and we were texting each other and we said, okay, this is where they're going to be. Josie's from that in particular town. And so she said, so this is the perfect spot where I think we should go. And I'm like, okay, fine. I told her, this is your part of the town. I'll meet wherever
right.
you want. So I actually met her at her house and we carpooled. And do we have Josie on the phone?
Yes, we do. Good morning, Josie.
Hi, Jos.
Morning. I felt like you should have started this whole story with that, you know, very, very famous way of doing things, teasing, saying, we went to the Walk of Peace, and it started off as anything but peaceful, but had nothing to do with Josie's inability to stop talking.
That's one way to do it.
We had nothing to do with it.
What was the unpeaceful part?
She didn't. She did not have anything. She was not a part of it. But Josie, when you take it from here, where we started, we parked, and we got all set up, and we're like, we are in a primo location. Mm-hmm. We are at Kivett Drive, right at Riverdale, and the monks are going to be walking like from me to Jason, right in front of our faces.
Oh, wow.
We have our chairs lined up. We are good to go. We're there at least like an hour to an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours before, and we're ready. We're waiting. And then all of a sudden, what should have been a very peaceful moment turned into the opposite.
Mm. Well, you have to back up a little bit, is that we get there pretty early and there's only like, what, 3 or 4 other cars
yep.
there. And I had found this location by accident. I knew where they were going, but I was like, I wanted somewhere safe to park, somewhere we could get in and out easily, you know, with traffic, because I knew a lot of people would come. And plus, we had my kids, so I wanted
right.
to make sure there was somewhere for my kids to, you know, get out, run around. So we find this perfect location, and we're sitting down. Katie's, you know, following the live map, and this woman goes, so, like, are the monks coming by here? Now, at this point, there's probably 25 people already sitting there, waiting, and she's talking to me, and she's already crossed the street to talk to these people that live across the street, and she comes back over, this is where the monks are coming. I said, oh yeah, this is, they're coming right here on Kivett. She goes, but how do you know that?
Said
and
to Josie.
Katie's head whips around.
Here we go.
Like, hold on, I've got this. And I was like, well, because this is Kivett Drive, it was MLK Jr. Drive, which is where they started. It turns into Vickery Chapel, then and I explained the route. She goes, but how do you know?
Oh, geez.
We're looking at the live map.
You got Monk Karen?
Like everybody else. Well,
you could have just said that. You're looking
did.
At the map.
We did. When I whipped around, I had my phone because Josie and I, there's not that. Like, at this point, it's like we're all in a little area, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm hearing what my neighbor's saying. My neighbor's hearing what I'm saying. We all have our phones and we're checking this live map. And this woman was like not convinced that any of us knew what we were talking about. We said, we were thinking, then why are you here?
Yeah, like what are you? She's a Karen.
Do you think people just like are hanging out on Kivett Drive at Riverdale?
They're just staring at the road.
What do you think?
It's all stare at the road.
It's a little ironic.
Very odd. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little ironic though that you're at a Walk for Peace and you're getting all
agitated.
No,
agitated.
We were not. We were like helping. She was agitated, and then
that got you agitated.
Became even more agitated when then she starts questioning the help we're trying to give her. It was like, okay, then don't ask. I don't ask someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then this older woman behind us, who I thought they knew each other, apparently they didn't. And this older woman behind us steps in and she goes, "You don't need to ask anybody else. Here's the live map. Look at it. If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what else to tell you."
Because so
apparently
peaceful.
She had done this with all the people at this point.
It was ruining my zen. I was like wrapped up in my blanket. I was sitting there. I had my tea. I was just like, I've been looking forward to this moment for a very, I've been talking about it nonstop.
When you first brought it up, I didn't hear of it. And then it became this massive story. And it's like, awesome. Yeah.
I've been looking forward to it. And I'm just trying to have a moment. Honest to God, sit there and, you know, I have a few things I'm trying to put out there in the universe, praying and that sort of thing. And I just was trying to get my head right. And then this woman behind us is ruining my zen. Like, this is not what the monks would want.
This is not walk to get pissed. It's the walk of peace.
Oh, it gets worse.
No.
Oh, it gets worse. So then.
It gets worse.
Yes.
Well,
go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead, Katie.
Okay. So we are tracking the woman. I don't know where she went. I, at some point, I just tuned her out because I thought this is not what this is about. You know, if you don't believe me, fine. Check your own map. Whatever.
Let them.
So I know that at this point we're about 30 minutes or so out, and so you know it's like we want to get our space, get our line, get ready, the whole deal. And all of a sudden, these cars that are coming in the exact direction where the monks are going to be walking. It's almost like in a movie where we should be seeing the motorcade crest the top of the hill and then come down. Instead, what we're seeing are just random cars and a lot of them coming this way where we're standing. Mm-hmm. And as they stop at the stop sign in front of us, this first guy goes, "Hey, we were just parked back there. They just rerouted the monks.
No.
They're not coming up this way anymore."
Okay, so the girl was right.
No, so we were like, what? And I thought he was kidding because, you know, it was a one-off, right?
Right, yeah.
And not to judge
or stupid.
To profile, but he looks like the kind of person that would just say it to kind of screw us all over.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
The monks ain't coming. Right? Event canceled.
I will say I feel bad because he was right.
So don't mansplain me.
There were several other cars that ended up coming through, and they're like, "You guys, we were just parked down there. They rerouted the monks. They're not coming this way anymore. We're 30 minutes out."
Why did they reroute?
We don't. Something happened. We heard that there was an accident.
There's too many pop-ups still up in the lawns here.
Oh, there's like so many people lining the street here, and I don't know. There was like an accident or there was something. They also were kind of behind their timeline. They needed to be at Grandover around 5 o'clock. And the time that we had where we were, right, there was no way they were going to be able to walk and be there on time. So the idea is something had happened and then they were being rerouted to go a direct route to be like on Business 85.
To save time.
Okay. To make it. Because like, when you're on Business 85, you could see Grandover right ahead. You know, it's a straight shot.
Right.
You know, all the other ones are kind of like side roads and they take you up and down because for safety.
Yeah.
So I am not kidding. It was mass exodus.
Oh,
hundreds of people who were all lined up run to their. It was like somebody yelled fire.
Yes.
You know, and everybody starts running to their cars. Josie, you go ahead. You explain because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm exaggerating. You talk about
so you go to Josie?
What you did. Well, she will be honest about
that. I'm kidding. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, true. So I look at my kids. I'm like, grab the chair. So like,
we got to feel peace.
Seriously. And we had like the best parking spot. Well, at that point, like, I'm blocked in by I don't know how many cars, and there's kids behind me. So I can't get out.
Nope.
So I'm like, screw it. about a month ago, I had some car issues. I had to sell my car. So I got a, you know, a CRV. I'm like, let's see what this baby can do. This So I done it. And we pop over the, like, the retention pond and, like, through the brush. And we come
She's not kidding.
The road.
She is not
kidding. You drove through, like, a field?
What in the world? The walk of mayhem.
I know. The walk of chaos.
I go into the Riverdale Road, and I'm yelling at people. I'm like, park at Furnitureland South, because there's a lot of parking there, and Abu Rugs is right there, Abu Rugs. And if you park there, you can see the where they were supposed to be coming up, Business 85. But there was also rumor they might be coming up Harvey right behind it. So I was like, well, either way, if you're parked, you can get to either way to see it. So everyone's like, all right. So we, like, take off, and we go rushing, and we fly into a Boo Rug, so we park, and I'm like, kids, leave everything except your coats. And we go,
save yourself.
We're running across this field. I'm not kidding. Right beside Business 85. Okay, Mack trucks just hurling ass down the highway.
Gosh.
It's like, and then
there's a stoplight. But okay, so my daughter is 15. She's taller and bigger than Katie and me. And Katie's like, give me your hand.
I did.
And Katie grabs my daughter's hand and runs her across Business 85. I'm dragging my 10-year-old. I'm like, quick. So we get over to the other side of the road. We're like, all right, peace. We're ready for the month.
Whew, ready.
And this man is standing there. And he's like, oh, y'all here to see the monks? We're like,
no.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I didn't even know what was going on. I was just here at the cemetery paying respects to my parents, and I saw all you people come flying up and running across the interstate. And we were like, oh, it's the monks. He's like, okay, so he's waiting. And then we're all parked. My friends end up pulling up. Hey, yeah, okay, we'll park over here. They come running across.
Tons.
Everybody's running across.
Of
we're
people.
We've got our signs, our flowers, our petals. And then all of a sudden, I see across the street, people start sprinting back to their cars and leaving.
Oh, my God.
No!
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. These monks.
The second time we've had to flee our location. Flee our location.
And Josie, real quick. And this is how social media is for everybody.
Yeah.
I saw your pictures and your videos, and I'm like, what a peaceful moment. This is wonderful. You've been sitting there, planned ahead. I thought you'd been there for hours. You don't know any of this backstory of pure chaos.
My gosh.
No, none of it. None of it. So we flee our second location. Guess
back
where we go?
The interstate.
Back to the same place?
To the exact location where then the monks had been rerouted back to the original way.
No. Why do they keep rerouting these guys?
Everything is fluid.
True.
I mean, you're walking.
The one good thing is they're walking.
If they're
driving, you would have missed
them. We would have missed them. Yeah. And like that, all over their Facebook page, they are welcoming you to join, but there are no promises that it's going to be, I mean, other than their planned stops. I mean, it's like, there may be detours. There may be times
the same place again? Yeah. I don't get it.
So it was, I guess there was something that happened.
Probably somebody ran across the street.
Who knows?
Caused a problem.
Who knows? But whatever it was, they got rerouted.
My husband said that he works in High Point. He had to work last night, and a couple of the people were late to work. And they said that there must have been like a pileup of people, like cars trying to get to see them, and there was an accident. And I think that pileup blocked the original route. So they were rerouted, but they were rerouted, like, back to the original route. But none of us know this, and the live map isn't updating.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just following the masses. So, again, I see what this little CRV does, and I park in a ravine because our original parking spot is taken. And I'm like, Katie, tuck and roll out of the car. She's like, I don't think I can get out. Like, it is a steep drop. I'm like, you're fine. I make the kids get out on the other side into traffic.
You guys, like, I open the door. I open the door to her car. It flings open because we are parked sideways.
No.
Yes. And
they're going to slide down this hill.
Got out. And with the monks as my witness, I fell about 4 feet.
From the monks?
Into the ravine, out of the car.
Onto your newly healed ankle.
At one point, when I turn and I look, I am eye level with the floorboard of her car.
Oh my gosh, I was going to fall over.
So I was like, like, oh my God.
There's nothing more American
wow.
than having a walk for peace with Buddhist monks that Americans make into this chaotic, yeah. dangerous situation.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is like not at all how I pictured
it's great,
it.
Though.
At all how I pictured it. So
you thought
we,
you were just going to be sitting there like,
And we were. The whole time we were until the chaos. And then we end up, no lie, in the exact spot where we were, where we started, and had been 3 hours prior. And let me just tell you, when those monks walked through, I got incredibly emotional.
Did you?
Yes.
About what?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like...
You made it. You did it.
Made it, and it was so chaotic, and it was like, I got, not scared. Scared's not the right word, but I had been looking forward to it so much that the thought of going through all of that and then not being able to see them was really disappointing
to
me.
Did you cry?
I did cry. I got very emotional when they walked by. I don't know how else to say this except for the peace that they, the monks, it's like palpable. You just...
There's like a goodness about
them.
Yes.
Yeah. You just feel it. And some of them, you know, they were all throughout the time leading up. It was, you know, certain ways to meet and greet the monks. And they've taken vows, and some of them don't talk or look at women of the, you know, because it's like there's a very chaste vows, you know, that right. And so that's like a sign of disrespect if they look at you and you for some of them.
Yeah.
And so some were looking and some were not, and you're supposed to, you know, the way to do it is you put your hands in prayer and you bow, and I was, and then I would look up, and every once in a while you'd catch an eye, and some would maintain and some would not, and I don't know, it just was a really, really beautiful moment.
I love that.
It really was.
And I'll say those
15 seconds, they were hauling.
They've been walking all this time,
yeah.
And they walk super fast.
That was way faster than I thought.
I couldn't believe it, because with the video, it was like, shoof,
yeah, it was
like
over
almost running
like that.
When they walk by, is everybody quiet
yes.
now?
So quiet, so respectful.
And do you feel like you're a more peaceful person after that?
I think it is definitely a really good reminder to be intentional and to slow down
we could all do that. Jeez, yeah,
because
for sure.
They don't, all the chaos around them, they don't know, or
no,
maybe
they don't.
And if they do, they're not letting on, because it's like one foot in front of the other. I mean, that's, you just felt it. That's what it's about.
I seriously love that you guys were able to do that.
Me too.
I had Ezra and I was like, I don't know, it's just, he's five, he would not, and with all that, that'd have been
Jared, there are plenty of people there with kids. One of the most memorable was as Katie and I are preparing, the monks are walking up, and we're both, you know, out of breath, but we hand my kids our phones. We're like, you guys film, because we really want to be a part of this. And they were excited to be there, but they weren't really like into it like we were. And all of a sudden this woman who had brought her young children, and they were all ready, and all of a sudden her 3-year-old starts yelling, I can see the chipmunks, Mommy.
That's funny. That's cute.
Yeah.
My mom goes, I am mortified. I said, this is a learning moment, a teaching moment, and he is going to remember this for the rest of his life. Don't you dare hush him. Let him yell to the, you know, to everyone the chipmunks are coming, because he was so excited.
Yeah.
But when they approached, it was silent.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like
everybody
that.
Was, you could obviously hear, they had a motorcade.
Reverence.
And
yeah.
And I was very respectful. Absolutely.
Well, and this is how we're all different. Like, I just did an AI. I AI'd myself into a picture with the monks as like just kind of being silly, but also saying, like, I think this is great that what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And there's people on my page who are like, Jared, what a great picture. How'd you get there? Oh, you're not wearing shoes either. I'm like,
okay.
You clearly don't know me.
No, they also clearly need to be, like, get off social media, but also follow social media.
Right. And it's like the background's clearly like in
not
Budapest
the
or something.
Walking.
Right.
Yeah.
I did it just to be fun, but it was like, people were like, give me more details. How'd you get into that? I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
AI's ruining everything.
Yes,
but it was
kind of
fun.
It is. But I mean, once in a lifetime, I don't know that if they'll ever do this again. I'm not sure, but I'm really glad that we got to be a part of it.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Lynn. Lynn, you had the same issue as Katie and Josie?
I did. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. My son and I, we booked it. So I live in Winston, and we made it out to, we set up across from Castle McCullough, and it was the perfect spot. I had my tripod out. I had a yoga mat down, everything. And there were some other guys that had set up a tripod next to us also. And it was maybe 45 minutes before they were coming down that way. And there was hardly anybody there. And then this big truck came by, and he said that it got rerouted. And so I didn't listen to them because, I mean, I thought they were lying. And so they came on, and then more cars came up and was like, no, they rerouted down Harvey. So me and my son, like, picked up our tripod, threw everything in the car, and we went to Harvey. And we found us a spot, and then we saw people walking back towards us. And they were like, it never got rerouted. It's still down Kivett. And so what they said was that they made a stop somewhere, and everybody assumed that it was being rerouted, but it never got rerouted. Mm. So we booked it back to Kivett, and they walked really fast. They were already coming. I think they had already passed Castle McCullough, but we were able to be right there, and they walked right in front of us. And I had my son record, which was so funny because I was recording and he was behind me recording because I wanted to be in the video. And I had a hole in my pants. So I couldn't hear it because there was a hole in my pants because I was rushing to get Harvey that I couldn't even use that video.
The best laid plans, right?
That's right. You try.
How'd you feel, Lynn, when you saw them?
I mean, I really felt at peace. Everybody got really quiet and let them walk by us. And it was just awesome. I don't know how else to explain the peacefulness that I felt. But it was awesome. And I want to go see them again today, but because I want to go and sit and listen to them talk mm-hmm. in person and watch them on live, you know.
When did they talk in person while they're walking?
So they did a stop at Truist in High Point Truist Rockers Field. And they did about an hour's worth. And then they did another one last night at Grandover. And they spend about an hour or so.
What do they
offering,
say?
They're offering blessings and intentions and to remind you to be calm and intentional. And I mean, it's just a gathering.
I know someone, their
positive.
Coworker, their daughter has cerebral palsy
yes.
and got a blessing
mm-hmm.
locally. And they had I guess it went on, somebody filmed it and it's gone viral
yeah.
since because it's like a really special mm-hmm. moment.
What do they eat?
Okay, so they eat one meal a day.
That's it?
Yep, one meal a day.
Are they all skinny?
And yep, they're all very thin. And, you know,
they're
Josie,
also walking like 2,000 miles.
2,000
That's what I'm saying.
Miles. Josie and I were like, well, not to be gross, but like, what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? Well, our question was answered because there is a big Walk for Peace RV that is also following them. And I was like, oh, well, that explains it. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, I'm sure it's like on the RV. But
yeah
I mean, they're hauling because they've got a schedule to keep. And they eat one meal a day and then they do these blessings. And I believe tonight is a night where it's very rare, but they're not even disclosing their location tonight because it's just not big enough for people to
there'd be too many people
them.
There.
Yeah.
Wow.
You said because they don't like anything fun, right? So
I didn't say that. That's what you said.
You know what I'm saying? Like they don't want to stay at a nice hotel. They don't mm-hmm. want a materialistic thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, some are not wearing shoes.
So when they go and eat, are they supposed to like the worst food too? Or do they actually
enjoy? No. No, okay. they have local volunteers. So I learned this. So Katie said this. I had thought of this well, and so had several friends. They aren't vegetarian. That's Hindu. Buddhists eat, you know, I think all the meats. I don't know exactly. But someone in Greensboro last night had, whoever it was incredible to hear how they were doing it, but they made massive amounts of spaghetti with meat sauce. And they put them in individual containers so that they can go eat, I guess, wherever, you know, wherever they want to sit and eat. And then I read last night that after they are fed a massive meal, if there's anything left over, nothing goes to waste. They bring it into the crowd to anyone that may be hungry for a meal and they feed them whatever is left over.
That's nice.
Wow. Mm.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys survived.
Yes. What a beautiful experience. I mean, minus the first part, but
I'm sore. Yeah. My legs. Okay. So I was laughing. I woke up this morning. I'm like, my legs are sore. I'm not a fast runner, but I run. Running in Uggs on a ravine, very different.
Yeah, that's a good workout. That's a very good, that's a new CrossFit thing you can do.
It is.